It's because it wasn't necessarily back in the days.
但是因为现在教派很多。
However, due to the numbers, due to a numerous of denominations, and therefore, nowadays it requires a name.
因此，真耶稣教会的使命，也就是要更正各教派。
So our mission is actually to reform all denominations.
那因为神的同在。
And with the abidance of God.
到了2016年呢，我们。真耶稣教会已经发展到48个国家。
And as of today, True Jesus Church has been established in 48 countries.
那根据哈、啊，现在 TJC.org 里面的网站啊，说现在的信徒人数啊，约有150万。
And according to the TJC.org website, we now have about 1.5 million members.
啊，当然我们在美国、在台湾，数目是没有那么多，但是。全世界啊，加起来呀，里面是说150万。
So, even though the numbers do not go in accord with the numbers that we get in the U.S. and as well as in Taiwan, whole world wide we have 1.5 million members.
那在48个国家，第七点呢、啊，在48个国家中的文化、语言、风俗各有不同。但在圣灵的带领下，能够合而为一。
And however, throughout these 48 countries, we expect a difference in culture and in languages. However, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we're able to unite in one.
那最主要的，我们也能够与使徒时代的真教会啊合而为一。
And the most critical point is that we're able to unite to the to the apostolic church recorded in the book of Acts.
那这个本身呢，就是一个神迹啊。
And thus alone, it's a miracle.
因为这个中间已经断了几千年。
Because in between, there's a period of time that there's a gap time that leads about 1,000 years.
啊，其实呢，在这个当中啊，我们很少发现这个文献啊，比如说在500年的时候，他们的教会是怎么样啊？在西元后600年的时候，他们的教会又是怎么教义怎么样？都没有这些文字上的记载。
And it is a miracle because throughout this period of gap time, there were very few literature information to give us a general idea of how the church grew and the situation probably five to six hundred years after Christ died.
啊，就是圣灵在使徒时代降临以后，我们这个讲圣灵讲方言到底是怎么一回事？也没有这个录音呢、啊。
And there is also no recording of the day of the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended among the members.
那我们怎么能够确定我们现在所祷告的这种就是方言，也就是使徒时代使徒行传第二章那边所记载的这个方言。
Then how can we be sure that the Holy Spirit will receive today? It is also the Holy Spirit being descended on Acts chapter 2.
最主要是根据啊《使徒行传》啊，不是根据啊《启示录》19章那边，我们祷告赞美神啊，就是要念哈利路亚。
And the main thing that we go in accord with the Bible is recorded in Revelation chapter 19, where it's when we praise God, we say Hallelujah.
啊，说我们念哈利路亚不是谁教的，不是说啊传道教的，其实都不是，是圣经教导我们哈、啊，要怎么来赞美神啊，就是根据《启示录》。天上使者也是念哈利路亚来歌颂神。
So when we praise God, when we say Hallelujah, it's not taught by the ministers or the preachers in the church, but rather it was being taught through the Bible. Because in Revelation chapter 19, it says that when we praise God, we say Hallelujah.
那当应许圣灵降临的时候，当应许圣灵降临的时候，那我们自然就会讲出舌音呢、啊，舌头的跳动音。
However, when the promise Holy Spirit descend upon us, then we will speak another tongue.
那假若不按照这个方法，假如说我们念其他的，但是也是说奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，但是我们就念其他的。
However, if we also pray in the name Lord Jesus, but instead of saying Hallelujah, we say something else.
那就得不到圣灵了。
Then we won't be able to receive the promise Holy Spirit.
所以圣经也是说。圣灵要赏赐给那些顺服的人顺服的人，顺服真理、顺服教导的话， 那他就会得到圣灵。
And this goes in accordance with the Bible, where the Holy Spirit will only be descend upon those who humble themselves.
所以我们能够跟使徒时代的宗教外能够再相连接起来，能够合而为一，那这是神迹。
So being able to establish a church, like the one established in the apostolic time, thus alone, it's a great miracle.
好，请看阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书第九章。
Amos chapter 9,
十一节。
Verse 11.
阿摩斯书第九章十一节。
Amos chapter 9 verse 11。
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
Verse 11. On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up in its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old.
那这里提到大卫倒塌的帐幕。
Here mentions about the ruin of the tabernacle of David.
这个帐幕也就是神立民的地方，神临在的地方。
And this tabernacle represents the dwellings of God.
啊，现在呢，哎，到了啊，所那个时候是倒塌，但是不是全部没有，不是全部就啊消失了，没有消失啊，只是说啊。他的这个倒塌啊，倒塌，但是其他的根基还在呀。
So the tabernacle of David was fallen, but it wasn't completely destroyed. The foundation was still there.
所以这将近两千年以来哈。
So throughout the past 2,000 years.
啊，虽然基督教遭受到很多的挫折。
Christianity, received many persecutions.
啊，甚至于呢，有一段期间呢，被称为是黑暗基督教黑暗的时期。
And even to even a point in history where it was
黑暗的时期
，era of death, darkness.
但是呢，基督教并没有从此消失啊。
But Christianity never completely demolished.
那大家还在传耶稣基督。
People still preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
可是那个支柱啊，那个真理的柱石啊，已经倒塌了。
The truth of pillar has fallen.
说到那日啊，要再重新建立起来。
But on that day, the Bible says that you will rise up again.
啊，像古时一样。
Just like in the old days.
啊，这个就是末后的真教会。
And this is the latter church.
啊，所以我们深信啊，我们教会就是。恢复使徒时代的真教会，也就是跟他们合而为一。
And we're deeply convicted that this church today it is the church of the apostolic time.
啊，再请看以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
看能不能拜托把那个门关啊！好，谢谢。我为主被囚的，劝你们既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。第二节。
Verse two.
那凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。第三节。
Verse three.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。所以圣灵已经赐给我们主耶稣基督的名。
So today the Holy Spirit has been.
赐给我们主耶稣基督的名。
So the Holy Spirit has given us the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
那圣灵已经赐给我们真理。
He also has given us the truth.
那圣灵给赏赐给我们一个会名。
He also given us the name of the congregation.
这些都是圣灵所赐的。
And all these are given by the Holy Spirit.
啊，因此有这些啊，所以我们就能够合而为一。
And because of these things, we're able to unite in one.
我们已经得到了。
We have received.
因为合而为一啊的心啊是圣灵所赐的。
Because having the heart of unity, this has been given by the Holy Spirit.
你看外面这些团体啊，怎么去合而为一？每个人的想法都不一样，所以很多时候他们会分家，会分裂。
And if we look at other organizations, we see that even many organizations they are not united, and oftentimes they divide themselves.
所以就是你看一个国家要共和党、民主党。
And just like within a country, you have the Republicans and the Democrats.
那在共和党里头又有一些不小的小派系。
And even under the Democrats or the Republicans, you have their own individual. You have your their special group with their own belief.
那美国整个名称啊，就是美利坚合众国啊 ，United.
And you know.The name of the country is called United States.
可是，请问大家有没有 United 有没有
？But if we ask ourselves, are we united today?
你赞成今天美国有 United 的情绪所有吗
？So who believes that this country is united today?
有没有？没有的，我们今天是分崩离析的。
No, of course we're not. Of course, our beliefs are not united.
因为圣灵。没有剩下整个国家现在都离开神了，哪里会有合而为一的心呢
？Because the whole nation did not receive the promised Holy Spirit, and therefore we can't be united.
哎，没有真理，也没有神。
There's no there's no God, and they didn't follow the truth.
说这个合而为一的心呢，是很宝贵的，这个圣灵所赏赐的。
So having a heart of unity, this is very precious, for it is given by the Holy Spirit.
我们今天不是说要去追求一个合而为一的心，我们今天是要去保守，已经圣灵已经赐给我们的。
Today we don't go to pursue a heart of unity, but rather we have to preserve a heart of unity.
圣灵已经赏赐给我们一样的一个耶稣基督。
For it is given by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has given us one Jesus Christ.
那圣灵已经赏赐给我们一个真理道理的规模。
The Holy Spirit has given us, has revealed us the gospel to salvation.
也赏赐给我们一个会名，真就是真耶稣教会。
He also has given us the name for the organization.
所以我们现在是要竭力保守。
So right now we should fight hard to preserve this unity.
那我们接下来来谈哈，我们要心存感恩。
And following, we'll talk about how we should be thankful.
我们今天能够来圣耶稣教会，这是一个神极大的恩典。
And today, being able to gather here in this congregation, this is the grace of God.
当然，有少部分的人会怀疑说，我们圣耶稣教会是不是唯一的真教会啊
？However, there might be some of us who doubt is this the only true church.
当有人怀疑的时候。
When people doubt,
那有一些信徒啊，他们是从外教会啊，从外教会来查考真理，后来觉得真耶稣教会所传的才是合乎圣经，所以他就归类到真耶稣教会。
Among us, there are members who have studied outside of this organization, and they come to know the truth and believe that this is the only true church.
所以这些信徒他们对于那一些怀疑的人呢，就觉得很奇怪。我们是历尽千辛万苦来查考真理，终于找到这个宝贵的啊！你们为什么要否定这个宝贵？
So for those
这个宝贝
for those members who have gone through the process of pursuing, sometimes they look back and wonder why is it that you doubt that this is the only true church?
So we 现在要心存感恩哈。
So first of all, we must receive this with a thankful heart.
因为神啊，选召我们进来这个大家庭。
For God has chosen us to enter into this one big family.
啊，现在就是要竭力保守。
And right now, we have to fight hard to preserve this faith.
那我们怎么来保守呢？竭力保守。
Then how do we preserve ourselves?
那第一个要做谦虚的心。
And bullet number one is with a heart of humility.
因为底下所讨论的这些哈，这些都是一个属灵的品格。
And for the following points that we're going to be discussing, these are all spiritual characteristics.
啊，要做这些属灵的品格，我们才能够保守合而为一的心。
And having these spiritual characters will allow us to preserve this faith.
好，那第一个是谦虚呀。
And first of all, is humility.
那到底什么叫谦虚？
So what is humility?
我们看腓立比书。
Let us look into the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
腓立比书第二章第三节。
Philippians 2 verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others.
好，那第三节呢，我们看到一个字呢，很特别啊，这个说虚浮的荣耀。第三节，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
So here in verse 3 says selfish ambition.
结党不可贪图虚浮的哈 ，selfish ambition 啊，这个贪图，所以英文的翻译就是说，这种荣耀是为自己呀、啊、哈 ，self ambition。
So here the translation was that this is actually an ambition that comes within ourselves.
就追求自己的荣耀。
This is where we pursue our own glory.
那自己的荣耀是虚浮的。
And this is conceit.
啊，但是有很多人追求这种虚浮的荣耀啊。
And when many people pursue this type of ambition.
啊，比如说受称赞。
Such as having praise.
啊，看。自己比别人强
，or esteem themselves better than others.
啊，虽然事实上自己的能力没有比别人好
，but in reality, they're not as capable as other people.
但是他想办法要装，也要装成比别人好啊。
But they act up and they have ambition so that they esteem themselves better than others.
因为就能够得到荣耀啊。
And that's because it brings them glory.
啊，这种荣耀感觉是很好，像是坐在云端上，坐在云上。
And this glory caused people to feel like walking on the clouds.
啊，所以受称赞的时候是很好的感觉。
Especially when people praise them, then it's they feel really good.
啊，当大啊，那指挥别人做事情也是很好的感觉呀。
Or telling other people what to do, this is also a good feeling.
啊，所以看自己比别人强啊，有些时候别人比我们好的时候，我们刻意啊去贬低别人。为着要抬高自己
，So there are times when we put down others just to uplift ourselves, so that we feel better about ourselves.
所以什么叫做谦卑
？So what is humility?
啊，谦卑就是看别人比自己强。这个简单说就这样子的。
And a simple way to put it is that is to esteem your others higher than you.
啊，就行事为人就低调。
In everything, you lay low.
那当然。这个是我们要追求的目标。
And this is a goal which we should pursue.
因为只要是能够看别人比自己强
，if we're able to esteem other better than ourselves，
那我们就会有个顺服的心呢。
Then we're able to have a heart of
obedience.
A heart of obedience.
啊，像主耶稣一样啊。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7。
第二章第七节。
那
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节，那既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death of the cross.
因为怎么样的思想，怎么样的态度，也会变成一种习惯。
A mindset can become a habit.
比如说我们说话也会变成一种习惯。假如说话都是很高傲的样子，很高姿态，那也会变成一种习惯。
So just talking, if we always brag, then it becomes a habit of talking like that.
那只要是一种习惯以后，那以后也是很难顺服这个真理的规模。
And if that becomes a habit, then it is very hard for us to obediently submit to the teaching of the Bible.
那只要是顺服的心的话，就不会去挑战权威，就不会去挑战神了、啊。
However, if we have a heart of obedience, then we won't be there to challenge God, to challenge the teaching of the Bible.
那也不会去挑战圣经啊，圣经的教导。
We won't challenge the teaching of the Bible.
所以这个谦卑啊，啊，就是看别人比自己强。
So humility means to esteem others better than us.
啊，但是这个是一个的态度的问题。
However, this is also a problem of an attitude.
那谦虚的态度就是能够辅助卑微的人。
And this attitude, it's that we should lay low and have a lowliness mindset.
因此第四节说，个人不要单顾自己，也要顾别人的事。
And this is why in verse 4 it teaches us that let not each of you look for your own interests, but for the interests of others.
当人都有这个自私的本性啊。
We, of course, all of us, we're selfish.
啊，所以有句俗语说啊，自扫门前雪哈，自己扫自己门前的雪啊。下雪的时候，啊，每个人家都有雪啊，但是你只扫自己前面的雪。
So there's a saying.There's a saying in Chinese that when it snows, everyone just shuffle the snow in front of his house.
啊，当大家都传自己家的雪嘛。
And of course, everyone will only shuffle their own property.
啊，这是人本性的那天性。
And the purpose of this saying is that human nature, it is human nature by itself, it's selfish.
但是你告诉我们也要顾别人的事啊。
But here the Bible teaches us that we should also be concerned for the interests of others.
那当一个人谦虚的时候，他自然会考虑到别人的感受。
So if one is humble with humility, eventually they will think for the interests of others.
哦，说这句话是不是会伤害到别人呢？
They will actually put themselves in other people's shoes and have a second thought to see whether a phrase will actually hurt other people when they say it.
那我做这个事情会不会伤害到别人？
When they do certain things, will it become harmful for other people?
所以他会考虑到别人的感受。
So they will actually be able to experience and feel for other people.
这个是顾到别人啊。
And this means that they are concerned and interest for their interests of others.
那骄傲的人他是不管的。
So if one is arrogant, then they won't, and selfish, then they won't be thinking as much.
啊，他反正觉得我这样。讲出去很舒服啊。
Perhaps the arrogant person might feel that there's nothing wrong saying something like that straightforwardly.
啊，你对我不客气，我对你不客气。
You're not courteous to me, then why should I be courteous to you?
哇，这样子顶回去啊。
So they'll go head to head.
啊，舒服了。
And that way it makes them feel better.
不然放在心上的就讲不出来，要不敢顶回去，那老是闷在心里很难过。
Otherwise, putting that certain event inside their heart, they might feel uneasy.
因为没有一个谦虚的态度，他会觉得很难受了。
And this is because they don't have an attitude of humility.
但是真的谦虚的态度的人，他会考虑到别人的感受。
But if one has an attitude of humility, then they will feel for other people.
啊，这种会变成一种习惯。
And this will also become a habit over time.
这个是我们今天社会上所需要的。
And this is something that we need in the society.
啊，这个是每一个人处在现在啊竞争的社会时代哈、啊、所需要的一种修养。
And this is a character that we need living in the society today.
这个也是我们要教育我们的下一代的一些追求的属灵一个特别的品格。
And this is also a special attribute that we should teach our younger generation to pursue.
因为现在学校都不教这些的。
And this is because the school nowadays they don't teach such beliefs.
啊，主要圣经还是要讨论这些东西。
Only the Bible still talks about such teaching.
但是真正有个态度。有一个谦虚态度的人，这种人呢是到处受欢迎啊。
However, if one is they're able to humble themselves and no matter where they go, people welcome them.
这种人也能够帮助哈、啊、整个团体的凝聚力，整个团体的团结。
And people with such attribute will also be able to bring everyone together and in peace.
也能够帮助合而为一。
And they're also able to unite everyone in peace.
所以这是一个很重要一个属灵的品格。
And therefore, this is an important a spiritual attribute that we should all possess.
也是让人羡慕。
This is something that people should admire.
那第二个哈，第二个 所以温柔。
And the second point is gentleness.
那温柔，什么叫温柔？
What is gentleness?
那所谓温柔就是让人很好处理啊。
Gentleness, it's easy for people to handle.
所以有人说啊，这个人啊，和道人好相处，好相处。为什么他很好相处呢？因为他很温柔嘛。
Some people say that, oh, they're very easygoing. Why are they easygoing? Because they're very gentle.
所以我们所说的话，让人很好去接的时候啊，就是温柔啊。
When we say things which people can easily contribute or follow, that means that we ourselves are gentle.
你看有些人啊，学问很高啊。
Look at some people who are very highly educated.
那跟那些比较没有受教育的人呢，跟他们讲事情的时候，他们就尽量用简单的文字来表达，用最简单哈，让这些人能够听得明白，让他们也觉得很舒服，让他们不会觉得说哇，你是高高在上，我比不上你啊。
However, when speaking with those who are not as educated, this educated person will choose words that allow those who are less educated to be able to understand.
因为他们会考虑到对方的需要。
And this is because they have thought, they have put themselves in other people's shoes.
考虑到对方的感受。
They also feel for the other party.
所以他们要让对方啊好接啊，就好明白。
And for this,the other party is able to comprehend easier.
比如说我们有人假设对天文很了解的话，那就问说啊，你们知道这个火星的直径有多大吗？火星有多大？
For instance, if someone is very knowledgeable in astrology, then they might question, do you know how
Mars.
Do you know how big is planet Mars? Mars.
那你头转一转，不知道啊。
And you might scratch your head and you might say, I don't know.
那是不是觉得很尴尬啊。
And then you feel this awkwardness.
所以就让对方很难处理啊，让对方很难接下去。
And thus allow the other party uneasy to handle.
所以我们说话也是要让对方很好接啊，就你说的很轻啊，你说的让我能够接下去。
So if we feel for other people, then we might consider a lot more factors and make things easier for other people.
有人啊讲话很尖锐，说让对方就接不下去，让对方不知道怎么去处理。
Some people speak in a way that they come across very sharp.
啊，有时候说让对方觉得很不好意思，很 embarrassed， 觉得很难为情。
And sometimes when you say something, you make other people feel very embarrassed or very uneasy going.
那这个就不是温柔的表现了。
This is not a character of gentleness.
所以温柔是让对方啊很好处理呀。
Gentleness means that you give other people a good time, an easy time to handle.
啊，所以圣经说啊，这个温柔是内在美的表现。
And therefore, the Bible says that gentleness is a manifestation of inner beauty.
好，请看。彼得前书。
Now let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
1 Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章第三节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 3.
彼得前书三章第三节。
Chapter 3 verse 3.
你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿棉衣为装饰啊啊！第四节。
Verse 4.
只要以里面呢，存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神的面前是极其宝贵的啊。那第三节跟第四节啊，就是外面里面啊。第三节是外面，第四节是里面。
Verse 3 talks about the outer appearance.
所以第三节是外在美啊，第四节是指的内在美。
And verse 4 talks about the inner beauty, the inner character.
那当然，外在美也是要一点点啊，就大家也是要。头发弄干净啊，可是这些啊都不是第三节所讨论的重点啊。
Of course, we also need our beauty. We need to adorn ourselves too, but this is not what verse 3 emphasizes.
啊，第三节是告诉这些只重视外表的人，不重视内在的这些人而讲的。
What goes on number verse 4 are for those on verse 3 who only pay attention to the outer appearance.
所以最主要的是第四节啊，说要以里面这个。 要培养的内在面是最重要的。
And the key right here is on verse 4, where it talks about that one should culture the inner beauty.
那温柔安静的心呢，是个内在美的表现。
And this is a gentle and quiet spirit. This is a sign of gentleness.
啊，这种啊，让人羡慕。
This is something that people will admire.
哎，才能够合而为一啊。
Because this will actually unite things into one.
因为它让人好处理啊。
Because people feel this to be gentle.
所以我们神所赏赐给我们的真理也是很好处理啊。神所赏赐给我们的真理，真理。
So same thing, likewise.
真理。
The truth given to us by the Holy Spirit, it also is gentle.
啊，知恩真，哎，这要卷舌是吧？真理，嗯，我的国语不标准了，这个桃园国语，啊，神所赏赐，啊，也没有卷舌，这个赏赐给我们的真理，嗯，这样就比较标准一点了。
I'm just practicing my Chinese articulation.
那神所赏赐给我们的。真理哈，那我们就是要让我们也看到处理呀。
The truth that has given to us by the Holy Spirit, it is also gentle, so that it is easy for us to take.
因为不像旧约时代还要守一些节期。
Unlike the Old Testament, where we have to keep a lot of feasts and dates.
那神所赏赐给我们的圣灵，也是让我们看到处理呀。
Likewise, the Holy Spirit that God has granted us, it is also easy for us to take.
是不是啊？是不是很好处理啊？
It is easy for you to take.
随时随地跪下去说哈利路亚就可以啊。
Anywhere, anytime you kneel down and you pray with Hallelujah.
啊，全世界你要比这个更好处理的。
Is there anything else easier than this under this world?
你要喝咖啡，要买那个 Starbucks， 你要出去买呀、啊。
If you want Starbucks coffee, you still have to go to this Starbucks shop.
你要吃好吃东西，还要出去吃啊。
If you want to have some fancy food, you need to go to a fancy restaurant.
但是这个神的灵赏赐给我们很简单，你就跪下去说哈利路亚，太简单了。
But the Spirit of God that granted us, it's easy. All you have to do is to kneel down and pray with Hallelujah.
那主耶稣也是让人很好处理呀。
Jesus likewise was easy for other people to handle.
哦，因为他是柔和，主耶稣是心里谦卑柔和。
Because Jesus is one with a quiet spirit and he's gentle.
你看那个被抓到的犯淫乱的妇人哈，主耶稣对他怎么处理？很好处理呀。
For example, the woman that was caught with adultery.
有没有人定你的罪
？Did Jesus condemn her?
没有。
Of course not.
耶稣没有定他，主要是问他说有没有人定你的罪啊
？Jesus asked the woman, "Has anyone condemned you?"
他说没有啊。
And the woman said, "No."
主要是好好走了，我不定你的罪了。
And Jesus likewise said that, "Therefore, I will not condemn you either."
他什么都不用做啊。
And this lady, she doesn't have to do anything.
主要是在那个场合没有羞辱他。
In that situation, Jesus did not embarrass her.
所以是让她好处理呀。
It was easy for this woman to take.
所以主耶稣也是很好相处的人呐。
And therefore, we can see that Jesus Christ was someone who is easy to get along with.
所以这里告诉我们呢，要心里存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
And therefore, the Bible here told us that we should have this incorruptible beauty with a gentle and quiet spirit.
那温柔啊，能够啊，温柔其实是刚强的表现呢。
And gentleness is a sign of strength.
温柔啊，不是软弱。
Gentleness is not a sign of weakness.
温柔的人是有智慧的。
Gentleness are those who possess wisdom.
所以他看起来是温柔。
And therefore, that's why they demonstrate themselves as gentle.
因为温柔是他的态度啊。
Because gentleness is an attitude.
我们请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs
25. 箴言25章
Proverbs 25. 15节 Verse 15.
箴言25章15节
Proverbs 25 verse 15.
15节
Verse 15.
恒常忍耐可以劝动君王，柔和的舌头能够折断骨头。
By long forbearance, a ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone. Here it talks about a gentle tongue can break a bone.
你看哦，能够折断骨头啊。
A gentle tongue can break a bone.
那骨头是很硬的。
Bone is something that is very hard.
所以我们说柔和是不是软弱呢？
So being gentle is a sign of weakness.
其实柔和的人啊，到处都吃得开呀。
But we know that in life, if one is gentle, then they, no matter where they go, things are easy for them.
你不相信的话，假设你问很多的男生啊，你找对象要找什么样的啊？第一个也就是说温柔了啊。
If you don't believe me, go and ask the brothers, what kind of sisters are you guys looking for? And then oftentimes they'll tell you a gentle one.
啊，其实太太找先生也是要找一个温柔啊。女士也是要找一个温柔的先生啊。
And likewise with the sisters, when you ask them about a brother, character, they'll tell you that they prefer a gentle one.
啊，温柔不是软弱。
Gentleness is not a weakness.
啊，是一种刚强。
It is a sign of strength.
啊，能够克服很多的事情呢。
For it allows you to conquer many things.
啊，能够啊克服很多的困难。
It can conquer and many obstacles in life.
能够化解很多的僵局。
It can also dissolve many dead ends.
所以那是刚强的表现。
And this is a sign of gentleness.
那如何能够免祸？免灾祸。
Meekness can avoid offenses.
那如何能够保青春？
It can also preserve beauty and youthfulness.
请看雅歌。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon.
第二章十四节。雅歌第二章十四节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 14.
第二章十四节。
2:14.
我的歌词啊，你在磐石穴中，在躲言的隐秘处，求你容我得见你的面，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，和你的面貌秀明。
Verse 14, O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place of the cleft, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
哦，你看到这个声音柔和，啊，面貌秀明。
It has a sweet voice and a lovely face.
所以柔和。温柔的话，能够让我们更年轻啊。
So we can see that meekness can preserve beauty.
啊，只要是经常有那个 poker face 的话，当然看起来就很老气，对不对
？So if we have a poker face, then we tend to look
好像扑克牌那种，不苟言笑。
Yeah, when we have a poker face, when we look more strict, then we tend to look older.
但声音柔和、哦、你看面貌会秀美、啊、
Here says that meekness can give us a sweet voice and a lovely face.
但柔和使我们能够轻松地走完这一生。
And meekness can also allow us to go through life very easily.
马太福音。
Matthew
十一章二十九节。
Matthew 11 verse 29.
十一章二十九。
Matthew 11:29.
二十八节说哈，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。二十九节
，verse 29，
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。三十，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。主耶稣他心里柔和谦卑。
Jesus, he was meek and gentle.
那他要我们学他的样式啊，叫心里柔和谦卑。
And Jesus also wants us to imitate him, so that we're also meek and gentle.
那我们就能够心里得享安息。
So that we may receive rest.
那得享安息的意思就是说，我们就没有什么担子啊，担子是很轻省的。
So being receiving rest means that our burden are light.
所以我们就在这一生啊，就走得很容易的。
So that throughout this life, things can be easy for us.
所以对我们来讲啊，是一个好处。
And this is a benefit if we come across ourselves being gentle.
说要怎么样去保守啊，圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So how can we preserve this oneness, this this unity of oneness that the Holy Spirit has granted us.
第二个就是追求温柔的心。
And the second bullet point is that we should pursue gentleness.
那它也是一种内在美。
It is also a inner beauty.
那我们现在都祷告啊。
Right now, we'll kneel down to pray.
我们就是祷告神，求神让我们有一个柔和谦卑的心。
We ask God to give us a quiet spirit and also grant us gentleness.
让我们能够很轻松的度过每一天呢。
So that it enable us to live through every day easily.
那假如需要接受按手的话，请到前面来。
For those who need to be laid hand, please come forward.
来祷告。
Let's pray.